Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this call. Here indeed, Martijn Schoetemaker for the USPP Investor Update call following our announcement of the 2012 financials. With me here this afternoon is Hans Kamps, our CFO, Frank Roseau, also a familiar name to you, is our treasurer, and Karl-Heinz, who joined us also in the call late last year when we also convened to bring you up to speed on the Dockwise transaction. As the operator said, we will go through the presentation first. The slides have been circulated. We intend to run through the financials and stop halfway through the slide pack. We've included the second half of the strategy update on Dockwise, pretty much in line with also what we discussed in December for your background. If there are any questions on the strategy side on Dockwise, of course, happy to also go into those details with you. Following this call tomorrow, we will circulate the details for the replay call. I think with that, Hans, I'd like to hand over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Martijn. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for calling in and listening to us this morning. Looking back to 2012, I can say that we're looking back to a satisfactory year. Certainly a year that we have performed better than we initially anticipated at the beginning of the year, and better than our internal budgets were for the year 2012. We're looking back to a year with a record revenue. Although I need to add to that is primarily the result of an acquisition we did at the end of 2011. Even if we correct for that, we had a slight increase of around 1% in revenue, which I think is a solid performance considering what today's market situation is. Same applies to the order book. We had a healthy work inflow last year, and as a result, we have been able to increase the order book to over 4 billion euros. Again, a record level and providing us with a well-filled order book going into 2013. Net profit was at the same level, slightly lower than 2011. EBITDA was somewhat lower than 2011, but again, I think better than we anticipated earlier in 2012. We will be proposing to our AGM an unchanged dividend, 1.24 per share. Now I'm going to the next slide four, where we have provided you with the key numbers in a four-year roll. Overall picture is that with healthy revenue, with a healthy order book, we have seen a slight decrease, further decrease in EBITDA and EBIT and net profit levels, but all as anticipated. I think if we would go back to the projections that we used in 2010, the end of 2009, just prior to the acquisition of Smit, we have performed the last 2 years, but also therefore in 2012 ahead, and even in some respects, substantially ahead of the projections. As we all know, market circumstances compared to the heydays of 2007, 2008, current market circumstances are more tough. Therefore, I think we can conclude that we have provided a solid performance last year. I will zoom in on the different business segments in a minute. A quick update on where we are with respect to the covenants. End of 2012, the net debt to EBITDA covenant at 0.9. Have to realize that that is after, in the last 2 months of last year, we have invested heavily in Dockwise. At the end of 2012, we had a 33.3% interest in Dockwise. We used 225 million euros to do so. If we would correct for that, our covenant would have come down to the level at around 0.4-0.5. Therefore, very good development. I'll flip through to page 7, because on page 6, on slide 6, you see the development of the order book in a multi-year perspective, a row of healthy increases of the order book over the last few years. And before I go down to the segments, the summary of the outlook, as I have already mentioned, I mean, and that's not unique for our industry, the world out there, the markets are tougher these days than they used to be a couple of years ago, but we see a stabilization there, and we expect for 2013 our market environment to be in line with 2012. Also means that for ourselves we anticipate a stable operational margin development for 2013. I already mentioned that we have started 2013 with a solid order book, which also provides us with a healthy fleet utilization. Certain important categories of our equipment, we are already approaching the level of almost being sold out for this year. Applies in particular to the hoppers. Very solid order book for that type of equipment. We have not made, as also we ordinarily do not at this time of the year, made a statement yet on the net profit as we expected for 2013. Considering the type of business we are in with projects, that is difficult to do so early in the year. In addition to that, 2013 will, as you know, also be the year of the acquisition of Doc Wise, which we will, and I'll tell a few words more on that later in my presentation, but we will consolidate DocWise as of the second quarter. Also means that we'll have various acquisition-related accounting effects, including a PPA effect. And as I will also discuss somewhat later in my presentation, we're also in discussion with a potential buyer of our 40% stake in Archirodon. And if we do realize such a sale in 2013, that will also have an impact on the bottom line. All in all, at this point in time, not possible to make a clear statement on where the net profit level is going to be. CapEx, excluding the effects of DocWise, we anticipate a CapEx level at around 325 million, which is in line with the last couple of years. Then continuing on to slide 9 and zooming in on the different segments. First of all, dredging. Dredging, we have seen revenue and EBITDA and EBIT coming down versus 2011. All as an anticipated because of the rounding of the large projects Gorgon and Maasvlakte in 2012. We have started up new projects in 2012, important ones like the Superporto in Brazil, mining project in Suriname. But these projects are of a smaller size than the ones that I just mentioned that we have technically at least completed in 2012. So therefore, revenue has come down versus 2011. EBITDA and EBIT have come down less, to a lesser degree than revenues, and we have therefore seen margins increase versus 2011. A number of factors have played a role there. On average, we have seen good execution of the projects we have done. So projects have performed according to, overall, on average, according to expectations or even somewhat better than expectations. We have also seen a healthy profit contribution from projects that we have technically completed earlier. As you will realize, in our business, there is a difference, certainly with larger projects, generally, of the point in time where we complete them technically and the point in time at which all contractual issues, etc., have been settled. That sometimes takes years. Applies, for instance, also for a project like Gorgon that we completed in 2012 technically, but that will still take substantial time, certainly the rest of this year, possibly even even longer, before we will settle those projects also financially and contractually. And as you are aware of, we tend to be careful in that respect. We don't anticipate those settlements. So generally, when we settle those projects, finish them completely, they will add something more. Should add something more to the bottom line. And that contribution, as said in 2012, was good. Third positive effect, although to a lesser degree, is that as you will see on the next slide, we have had good utilization, even slightly higher than in 2011, of our equipment, with a substantially lower revenue, means that the revenue that we have generated in 2012 has been of a somewhat more asset-intensive, equipment-intensive nature, with also a positive effect on the margins. So all in all, with the anticipated decline in revenue for 2011, is still very solid performance in the dredging segment. Order book ahead of the first half of the year, slightly lower than 2011. But as I mentioned before, providing for a solid utilization of equipment also for 2013. On to next segment, offshore energy. As you may be aware of, we announced it at the occasion of the half-year figures. We are using, as per the end of 2012, a different segmentation in the accounts, and offshore energy is one of the new segments comprising the dredging activities that we do offshore for the oil and gas industries, the rock dumping activities, all the activities that previously were comprised in the dredging segment, and we have combined those with the offshore energy activities, the previously called transport and heavy lift activities of SMIT, all into the new segment offshore energy, providing a broad range of services to oil and gas and other energy clients, for instance, like for the offshore wind farming clients. Important projects there. We have started up last year. We had a solid utilization of equipment, in particular of the rock dumping vessels. So therefore, a substantial increase in revenues compared to 2011. Also, with a lower EBITDA and a slightly lower EBIT. Two reasons for that. A is the mix, as I already mentioned. This is really a broad range of activities we have in this segment, and those different activities also have different margin profiles, and the overall mix, the average mix in 2012 was a slightly lower margin than in 2011. And another factor was where I told you under dredging that we had on average good execution of projects in this segment last year. On a few projects we had to cope with difficult working conditions, and therefore results on those projects which were below our expectations. Whereas in 2011, for comparison purposes, we had a few very good projects. The old, as we call them, raisins in the pudding type of projects. So overall margins in this segment have come down in 2012. Order book has increased substantially, almost exactly doubled versus the end of 2011. Inland infra, also a new segment. It's the combination of the non-dredging activities that we have already been performing for years and years in the Netherlands, where we did the acquisition, I mentioned it before, of the company MNO Vervaat at the end of 2011, primarily also infrastructure activities, non-dredging activities in the Netherlands and in a few specific locations outside of the Netherlands, and the activities of Archirodon, the previous segment we used of maritime infrastructure. So these three activities together are the new segment. Steep increase in revenues, but as I mentioned before, largely the result of the acquisition of MNO Vervaat. But if we correct for that, still a very solid increase in revenues in 2012. Margins overall have come down. That's a combination, again, of 2011, when we had an extremely good year within Archirodon, and where we also had an extremely good year in the non-dredging activities in the Netherlands due to the favorable settlement of a couple of projects and also a substantial payment at that time we received for a project that was terminated prematurely by the client for market development and political reasons. So therefore, in that sense, the margin we have generated in 2011 is certainly not representative for this type of activity. I add to that, you have to realize that this activity generates much lower margins than in dredging and offshore energy, because this activity is not very capital intensive. Actually, it has relatively low capital employed, so therefore very sound returns, but lower margins compared to revenue. 2012 has been a year with a mixed picture. More local and regional markets, particularly here in the Netherlands, have been under pressure, result of the government austerity programs. Therefore, in the integration of that new activity, we have really integrated those activities into our existing activities, cutting down on overheads and closing down the more local operations. That's also not the reason that we have done this acquisition. This acquisition has to be seen in the perspective of increasing our exposure to the more complex, larger projects in the Netherlands. That is a market which shows a healthy development. That's also a market with projects that there is the number of competitors is relatively limited. Those are projects, for instance, of a DBFM nature, and we have been very successful in 2012 by landing together in a consortium with Hoogtief and Volkestevin for the Netherlands, very important DBFM project. On Archirodon, I already mentioned we are in discussions with a potential buyer for our stake in Archirodon. We have been approached by this potential buyer from the Middle East. We are conducting discussions at this point in time. The potential buyer has conducted due diligence, has concluded the due diligence. And as said, we're now conducting the negotiations that may result in a sale of our stake in Archirodon in the course of the next few months. Then going on to towage and salvage, solid performance, particularly by harbour towage and terminals. Although, of course, a lot of ports in the world today have stagnating traffic. We have also seen that in 2012 in certain of the ports of harbour towage, in particular the European ports. On the other hand, in the non-European ports, our positions in Brazil and Singapore have shown increased traffic and good performances. That's also the case with Smit Lamnalco. The terminal operations, strong organic growth for the new organization. As you may remember, towards the end of 2011, we have transferred the Smit Terminals division into Lomnalco and creating thereby the Smit Lomnalco operation. We have refinanced Smit Lomnalco in the autumn of last year. You may remember upon the occasion of the transfer of the terminal activities in Lomnalco, we provided Lomnalco with a bridge financing. That bridge financing has been replaced by a new syndicated banking facility by Smit Lomnalco. And in the autumn of last year, Smit Lomnalco has repaid its debt to Boskalis. As I said, the business of Smit Lomnalco is developing well. Important new contracts in Papua New Guinea and in Iraq. Salvage, we have seen an average activity level, some high-profile activity, certainly at the beginning of the year, with the activities we did on the Costa Concordia in Italy, numerous other projects we have done last year, but in total providing for an average activity level, resulting for this division overall in an increase in revenue, actually somewhat higher than would appear from the numbers, and that is because in 2011, for three quarters of the year, the terminal division was included for 100%, whereas in 2012, those activities after the transfer to Smit Lomnalco have been accounted for only 50%. That's also the main reason why you have seen the EBITDA coming down somewhat. That is primarily this deconsolidation effect. Corrected for that, EBITDA has gone up slightly, and EBIT has gone up to a sound degree. So overall, satisfactory performance in this division. Then I will continue on to slide 15, the balance sheet. On the asset side, no major developments. Actually, only the investment we did. I mentioned it before in our 33.3 interest in Dockwise. On the liability side, and that is on page 16, you will see that our interest-bearing debt has increased from slightly over 800 million to almost a billion, which is also the consequence of that same investment. If we would correct for that, the debt position would basically have been unchanged in 2012. Going on to slide 17, shows in a four-year perspective healthy cash flow, as in 2011, almost 500 million euros. Slide 18, 314 million, similar to the levels as in the years before. The 300 plus in capital expenditure. As I mentioned at the beginning, we anticipate around 325, so a similar level for 2013. I add to that of that 325, only 125 million has been committed as of the end of 2012, which also means that still there remains a sufficient degree of flexibility if circumstances would warrant so. There is still room to maneuver with capital expenditure. Then I continue on to slide 19, the cash flow for the year, summarizing number of the factors I have already mentioned. So the cash flow of almost 500 million, the net capital expenditure after the sale of equipment and other assets of 274, and the Dockwise investment in the Dockwise stake. The most important cash out has been working capital, almost 200 million. That may arouse your interest, almost 200 million. Around a third of that is accounted for by Archirodon, which at the end of 2011 was in a quite unusual debt-free position with very low working capital levels. That has increased somewhat in the course of 2012, but nothing particular, no worrying there. For ourselves, we have seen, and I have mentioned it before, certainly in 2009 and 2010, a very positive development of working capital, which had everything to do with a number of large projects with very advantageous payment terms, very substantial advance payments by clients. With now the completion of these projects and the replacement of projects with generally less advantageous payment terms, we see that we're moving back into the position where actually we were at around 2007-2008. I add to that, as you all know, we generally, with respect to working capital, we have a very strict credit management policy, making sure that exposures we have on clients are either with rock solid clients or are insured. That with respect to the cash flow, maybe a couple of words still on the DocWise transaction, which I mentioned already a couple of times. Transaction that we have actually completed this week, after the mandatory offer procedure that has been run for the last six weeks, and we closed end of last week. We have yesterday had the settlement of the offer, and we are now in the possession of 99.4% of the shares of DocWise. We have started already the squeeze out procedure. Expect to complete that in a relatively short time, hopefully before the end of April, which then means that we will have the full 100%. Means that also we have triggered a change of control provisions in the financing arrangements of DocWise, and the full refinancing of DocWise has also been completed yesterday. In total, around 1.3 billion was involved in this transaction, 733 million for the shares of DocWise, and around 575. These are by the way the end of 2000 with respect to the net debt, the end of 2012 position as of yesterday was slightly higher than that, but roughly the same numbers, 1.3 billion. We have financed that transaction with the share issue, which we did very successfully early January for 320 million. We have arranged a 525 million 3-year term loan with a syndicate of banks, as well a 500 million euro revolver. And we have arranged a bridge financing for 525 million US dollars provided by Rabobank and RBS. Currently we contemplate to replace this bridge financing by a private placement in the US market. We currently expect that to do that this spring. Amount is still to be determined, and a potential transaction, as I mentioned it before, on Archirodon may substantially reduce this number. But as said, we will set that later this spring. This whole refinancing has been completed on the basis of unchanged governance compared to the existing banking arrangements and the existing private placement paper. That is, I think, anything that I would want to say on the basis of the 2012 performance. Added to the pack you have received is some background slides on DocWise. I think in the previous call that was conducted, some explanation on that has been given. If that raises questions with anybody of you, obviously you can ask that question in a minute or at a later occasion, and we may probably, if we conduct the a roadshow later this spring, see each other and discuss this in more depth. Certainly, of course, all of you are on our radar screen, as potential interested parties for that private placement.
I think with that, thank you, Hans. Operator, if you would be so kind as to open the call for questions, over to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will start a question and answer session. When you have a question, please press star 1. The first question is from Mr. Fitzwickham. Go ahead, Mr. Fitzwickham.
Yes, good afternoon, Frank. I did want to ask a bit about the utilization for that you've shown us for the hoppers and the cutters, and specifically if you could comment on the order book and how you think that not only the industry-wide utilization of the vessels out there, how it has impacted, if at all, the margins you see in the order book. I mean, you had good margins in 2012 in the dredging business. Would you say that that your order book contains similar margins, and does that have anything to do with what looked to be not great utilization for the cutter specifically, and some improvement in the hoppers?
Yeah. Well, thank you. First comment on that. Certainly, if you look at cutters, two things you have to realize: that traditionally, historically, utilization of cutters is always at a different level, and that has everything to do with the type of equipment it is than hoppers. So in that sense, you can't compare the two utilization levels. That is one thing. Second thing is the impact of hoppers versus cutters is completely different. Contribution to revenues of hoppers are around a factor 6 times the contribution of cutters. With some of our competitors, that may be different, but we have traditionally also always been very careful also with extending our fleet of cutters. It is a tool that we require in the fleet. It is not one where we are very keen on investing a lot of money in. So we should primarily focus on hoppers. And on hoppers, I would say with a utilization of around 40 weeks, I mean, that is obviously lower than we have seen for a number of years in the period 2006, 2008, 2009, particularly on the back of the large projects in the Middle East. And we have seen utilizations of 45, 46, or even higher, which are historically extreme utilization. Still, generally, also looking historically, utilizations at 40 weeks, and I think, and I mean, I don't know the exact utilization level of all our competitors, but I certainly would think that the hoppers, they are not too different. So one may be slightly higher, the other may be slightly lower, but they are in the range of 40. Which still is, as said, reasonably healthy utilization. That being said, as we've said before, I mean the projects that we have been awarded and acquired over the last couple of years, on average, have been at lower margins than let's say in the heydays of 2006, 2008. But that margin picture, more or less, is stable. 2012 was not too different from 2011, and as I said before, we don't expect 2013 to be much different. What that means for the exact margin in a year is dependent on the margin we acquired project, the execution of the project, and then, as I mentioned before, the settlement of older projects. Now, that combination has provided a very healthy margin in 2012. Can't say where that is going to be in 2013, although I do not anticipate, not certainly with these utilization rates, a very substantial drop in margins.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful. Would you say that, from your comments, it seems like your competitors are behaving generally rationally as projects are tendered, that no, you don't have any competitors out there that have a utilization issue with a particular class of vessel or size of vessel such that they may be pricing a project at a level that is unattractive for you to provide a
Or maybe I would say to that, if that is the case, that probably counts more for cutters than it does for hoppers. And as said, and on cutters also generally in going after projects for cutters, we've also always been very careful, because that on average are also the higher risk type of projects. As said, although we are contemplating investing in a new cutter over the next couple of years, that's part of our capital expenditure program, because it is an essential piece of equipment to have, also to get awarded projects that require the deployment of hoppers. So you can't be a prominent dredging contractor without having sufficient cutter capacity. If we also make that investment, we will have made limited investments over time in that capital expenditures, and we have competitors that have put actually quite substantial amounts of money in the cutter segment, and may be more keen and more competitive on projects there. But as I said, we are less dependent on that, and we have. Because also what I said before, it is A, on which basis you get those projects awarded, but also at execution of the project, and we try to keep a good balance there. That might be somewhat different for some of our competitors.
Okay, thank you. Last question: do you have any deliveries scheduled for 2013 or 2014 for sizable vessels, and Are those vessels on schedule, and do you have any comparably significant retirements that you're expecting for either of those years?
Well, we have an important one. Is we're at the point now of we're in the process of rebuilding the Fairway. That is one of the two largest hoppers we have, and that was involved in the collision in 2007 in China. That vessel we expect to take into operation in the second half of 2013. We have we have two smaller hoppers under construction, but they were real small ones, and they're replacing all the smaller hoppers we have. And then we have a range of other equipment under construction. Like towage vessels, like two multi-purpose cable laying offshore surface vessels, etc. Now, some of that, as I mentioned, like the smaller hoppers, are replacement of existing capacity, and some of that equipment, like for instance the two vessels, the multi-purpose cable laying and offshore supply vessels, are extension of our capacity for the offshore energy segment.
Okay, thank you very much. That's helpful. I'll get out of the way for some other questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you have a question, please press star 1. For questions, star 1. There are no further questions. Please continue.
So, nobody any questions? Or for you have some more questions that you would like to come forward with?
There are no questions, Mr. Schuttevaar.
Okay, I think, well, if there are any questions, as always, please feel free to reach out to us here. I think on behalf of the team here, again, thank you very much for joining in and listening in on the call. We will make sure you are all approached as we progress with the replacement of the bridge financing, and look forward to preparing for the USPP and hopefully seeing many of you in a couple of months' time. Thank you very much, and see you soon.
Thank you.